Are you tired of the cookie-cutter approach to education that's stuck in the last century? Are you seeking a win-win situation where your family thrives, your kids' education is revolutionary, and you still get to chase your own dreams? Welcome to Unschooled Unleashed. Unlock your child's genius. I'm your host, Matthew Jarecki, an unapologetic rebel dad and promoter of what many consider to be educational anarchy. You know the world isn't going to be won by those that just toe the line. It's the innovators, the visionaries, and the resilient spirits that are going to thrive. Our mission here is to forge those world changers within our very homes with less stress, energy, and time. Unschooled Unleashed starts now. Welcome back to another fantastic episode of Unschooled Unleashed. I'm your host, Matthew Jarecki, and today we're going to talk about summer camps. How to leverage summer camps in unschooling. But before we do that, I'd just like to give you a little bit of an update. We got listeners now officially in all 50 states. Listeners from all over the world, really. I mean, some of our top countries don't even speak English as the primary language. And I'd just like to say thank you for tuning in. A lot of these places, it isn't even legal to homeschool your kids, let alone unschool your kids. So for those people, I'm going to say a prayer for you. But do what you think is right. Try and stay out of trouble. I don't want to mislead you. I don't want to cause pain. Anyways, super grateful. If you haven't subscribed, if you haven't given a review or hit, like 5 stars, we would really appreciate it, because as we continue to grow, I want to be able to reach more people, because I think the future depends on not just my kids, but your kids too. The world is in their hands. That's our future. And I do believe this is the best way to move forward. That's my own personal belief. And if you're listening, you're probably aligned in some way. So please do that. It will only help spread the podcast and give us a little bit more. It'll just shoot it to more people as a recommendation. And I'm hoping to continue to grow this. I do this as a hobby, really, just because I know I'm into it and I'm going to be into it for at least the next, 10 years, right? Until my kids are a certain age. And then who knows? But as of right now, I'm super into it. And apparently you are too, because you're actually listening. So I just want to say thank you. I'm providing value to you and your children. So with that, let's dive in. Leveraging summer camps and unschooling. That's what we're going to talk about today. If you haven't looked at the calendar, it's May just about. And you're going to have a hard time finding summer camps if you don't get on that right now. If you're an unschooler and take advantage of summer camps, definitely want to do that right now. We choose summer camps because it offers diverse learning experiences, curriculum, things that my kids are interested in. And it can be a valuable part of our unschooling process, and we think it is. So with the flexibility of unschooling, we can integrate structured and fun learning environments, activities, curriculum, whatever they're into, into our summer break. Now, I call it summer break simply because that's what I grew up with. It's not a break for us. We do learning all year round. And actually, during the summer, it's probably one of our busiest times because of the availability of a whole bunch of programs in the United States during the summer months, because most kids are out of school, and therefore they create all these programs to send their kids to. A lot of parents look for childcare during this time, and they think, well, why not just send my kid to a summer camp, and they can learn something as opposed to just paying for, a daycare or something like that. At least that's what I think they think. I know that's what people I've talked to think. They just need someone to watch their kids. We utilize it as that as well. We want to get some stuff done. We want something that benefits the children. So having them out of our house and interacting with other adults, other children, we think is a good thing. So let's dive in. We're going to talk about the advantages of using summer camps and maybe how to make it possible in your household as well. First advantage of using summer camps as an unschooler is it offers diverse learning opportunities. Summer camps introduce children to a variety of subjects and skills that might not be covered in traditional homeschooling or unschooling settings. This includes everything from science, technology, arts, sports, providing everything on the learning spectrum. It's up there. You just got to pay for it. It's not included in the cost of tuition. So really, there's anything out there. We've done skateboarding camps. We've done science camps, technology camps, where they learn how to code different things. And it's very hands-on, and they make it fun and practical. And that's one of the big benefits, I think, as well. Moving on, they get exposure to new interests. Maybe they were on the, something sounds interesting, but not enough to dive in. And maybe you as the parent don't know enough about it. Well, summer camps offer the ability to send your kid off with someone who actually knows something about this, and they can get hands-on experience to see if they actually enjoy it. Camps can spark new interest in children by exposing them to those activities and topics that they haven't been exposed to before, for whatever reason. And this can ignite a passion or maybe a hobby that influences their future education and career choices, for that matter. Moving on. Before I move on, let me give a personal example. Our kids were interested in science, and so we got them in a lot of science summer camps last year. Well, they kind of got burnt out on that, and I think maybe the lesson there learned is they enjoy science, but maybe it's not something they want to do every day. Yeah, just saying, for what it's worth. At least that was my take-home message from when they were telling me. When we were signing up this year, they're like, oh, maybe not as much science this year. Okay. Moving on, it enhances social skills. So I think summer camps allows children to interact with peers outside of the usual social circle. So they have to learn how to interact with new people. And it's not just one age, it's a variety of ages as well as adults. And I think that's a good thing. And I think this helps develop their social skills, including communication, teamwork, and conflict resolution, because they have to work as a team in some of these projects that we use. Now, I as an unschooler, in my personal belief system, believe that children should be not just interacting with kids of the same age. I think this is very, I don't know why this belief exists. I think it just exists because that's how we grew up with schools. But we think that kids have to, they gain social skills by learning how to interact with kids of the same age. While there's definitely value in that, I think there's just as much value in learning how to interact with kids that are younger than them, as well as older than them, as well as adults. And I think to be so narrow and say that's the only way you can socialize your child that benefits them, I think that's very short-sighted. I think there's learning how to interact with adults is just as beneficial as learning how to interact with children, personally. And I think that's the maturity of homeschooled kids, is they have to interact with not just kids, but adults too, and they kind of take on some of the, because they interact with adults and older children, as well as younger children, they tend to be more well-rounded, I think, in their communication skills and how they interact. Anyways, moving on. I think that summer camps offer some independence, which therefore offers some confidence building. They're going to kind of be on their own. And I think one of the downsides of unschooling or homeschooling is that you are really in this little box a lot of times, and you don't go outside that box. Not that it's directed by us parents necessarily for unschooling, but it does, there's still a lot, they're not navigating the waters on their own. You're walking alongside them, which is totally fine. But there needs to be opportunity for them to go over and operate autonomously. Being in a new environment, often without the parents, helps children develop that independence that I'm referring to. They navigate the camp activities on their own and the schedules, and it can boost their confidence and self-reliance. At least it's an exercise for them to be able to do so. And I think that's really beneficial. I know with my kids, I notice that they sometimes rely on me when we get into a new environment to lead the way. While this is a normal reaction, I also think there needs to be some opportunities to be able to navigate life on your own. One of my children was scared to, at a restaurant we were at the other day, go up and ask the server for directions to the bathroom, or even like get out there and navigate to the bathroom, not knowing which direction it might be in. this to me means we need more opportunities to do that. And I think summer camps are a great way to do that because I'm going to be dropping them off. They're going to have to ask questions from an adult. They don't have me there as a crutch. Good opportunity. Another advantage is it's physical activity. This is good for their health. Many summer camps emphasize outdoor activities and physical challenges, and I think this promotes a healthy lifestyle. Kids should be outside. In 2024, kids aren't outside. A lot of these summer camps are inside, but if you choose one that gets a lot of outside activities, particularly ones that are just kind of like those, you put them in there, maybe run by the city or something like that. You put them in the summer camp, it takes them for 7 to 9 hours. Get some outside, get some doing things, interacting with other kids, just having a lot of fun. I think that's good. Moving around is good. This is particularly beneficial in today's digital age where children just sit indoors and sit on screens. Drives me nuts. I think it's good to be on screens and they have a lot of benefits, but it's also too much of a good thing is a bad thing. And we do limit screens in our house because we want to be utilizing our minds as well as just absorbing information on screens and all the other things screens do. Another benefit is practical hands-on learning. And they do it in a fun way. Camps often focus on experiential learning where children engage in hands-on activities, experiments, and crafts. And this approach can enhance understanding and retention of information, particularly if your child is a hands-on learner. And I think that is what they call kinesthetic. I'm sure someone will correct me if I'm wrong, but a lot of kids learn different ways. Some learn touching, hands-on. And if your kid is one of those people, it's good to know that. And it's good to get them in there learning with that style. I know my children like to experience things, and I think most children do. So when they get in there and learn about something theoretically, that's great, but then being able to apply it with that hands-on portion really cements learning. I think summer camps, depending on how you do your home education, are a good break from traditional ways you approach education. If you don't use a curriculum like us unschoolers do, or don't, I should say, then getting into a curriculum can be a nice fresh break. Provide structured yet a temporary change from their usual educational routines. And this can be refreshing, reinvigorating, and often offer some balance between self-directed learning and structured environments. So I think it's good for them to see how a structured learning environment can benefit them because I don't think curriculum is bad. I think mandatory curriculum that forces kids to learn something they don't want to learn is what makes people hate learning. Therefore, I'm not willing to sacrifice my children's love of learning to expose them to whatever curriculum is out there. So I think that exposing them to a curriculum that they opted into, for example, we're doing some coding boot camps. This is something that they can now get in a structured environment and then do hands-on as well, which I think is pretty cool. Another advantage is the development of a specific skill set. And we're also doing some specialty camps this year, like robotics. I already mentioned coding. You can even do music. I don't think we're doing any of those this year. But it gives children the ability to delve deeper into a particular area, and they get to develop specific skills that can be foundational for their future academic or career pursuits. Again, this whole time leading up to adulthood is about experiencing different things, being exposed to different things, finding what interests them, what they're good at, what they gravitate towards, and giving them that well-rounded exposure, I think is very beneficial. But diving into the ones that they're really gravitating towards, I think is even more beneficial, but both are necessary, I believe, because you can't find the one you're really good at unless you expose them to a lot. And sometimes it's a blend of multiple skill sets that really helps them develop their niche, and that's where their genius comes out, if you will. Moving on, I think that summer camps also offer a lot of fun and enjoyment for the kids. And I think this is a huge benefit. When you're a kid, it's not just about academics. Academics, they need to be allowed to be kids. Summer camps are designated to be fun, ensuring that learning is an enjoyable experience, as it should be. This positive association with learning can motivate children to engage more deeply with educational activities. Now, us unschoolers, it's just a way of life. If you're doing home education or you're doing a mandatory curriculum, well, this just gives an opportunity to make learning fun. And I think, again, my opinion is all learning should be fun at this stage of life, at least with younger children. As they grow and they start to see a future out there for them, for example, if they want to be an engineer and build things and create things, well, they're going to have to know math. Now that's a hurdle they got to jump past if they aren't particularly passionate about math. They're passionate about engineering something new. Well, sometimes you just got to jump through hurdles, and that is another way to learn, is knowing that the other end of this is something that you really want. So you learn when it's fun and you think you're good at it, and two, you learn when you know you got to learn this to get what you're after. And summer camps do offer at least one of those, and that's the fun and enjoyment of learning. And I think that's really what they do well, is they you know, school, the objective, supposedly, you know, the advertised objective is to learn. I don't necessarily believe that, but we'll go with it for face value. It's to learn. In summer camps, though, the value is they're going to make learning fun, and I'm willing to pay for that. Next, let's talk about choosing summer camps based on interest. So I believe we need to identify the child's interests in order to find the summer camp. So selecting camps based on your child's passions, what they're into at the time, whatever you want to call it, ensures engagement and deepen learning. So if your kid likes technology, maybe a robotics camp or a coding camp, something like that might spark not only further interest, but also some practical skills in programming and building robots or coding, something like that. I think the role of the parent is support in camp selection. You can get out there and find the summer camps, especially when they're, you know, 12 and under. And then you can kind of navigate them towards what you also observe in them. Maybe they're into something and you want to kind of steer them into whatever they're interested in. That'd be a good thing. For example, and this wasn't a summer camp, but my mom in ninth grade, when I was just joining a public school for the first time, public high school for the first time, I did not want to take any art classes, but I had this natural gifting to art. And I'd done that since I was probably since I was very young, very young, five years old, maybe 6 years old, seven, somewhere around there. And my mom begged me to take an art class. I did not want to, but I did. I ended up doing 4 years of art, really excelling. I mean, I was in the top 1% of artists in my school, not because I'm saying this bragging, but I mean, just looking at it as it was, my sketchbook in particular, that's what I was really gifted at, was sketch art, was always a popular thing to be handed around everywhere. Some people even asked to take it home with them, and I let them, just so they could study how I did what I did, because they aspired to do what I did. Again, I'm not doing this to be, you know, to brag or say anything about myself, but my mom recognized a gift in me that I did not recognize, and she steered me towards that, and I did not regret it. I listened, you know, I'm very coachable. That's another gifting of mine. And I said, you know, I'm going to be coachable. I'm going to let my mom take the reins on this one. And I don't regret it. I haven't used it so much after that. I decided I wanted to leave that a hobby, not a career, but still offered a lot of benefit and gave me understanding of myself as well. Moving on. Integration of camp curriculums with the unschooling philosophy. You might say that these are juxtaposed, that they are mutually exclusive, that they are not able to be cohesive. You cannot be an unschooler and have a curriculum. I totally disagree. I think that a mandatory curriculum is what is that you can, you know, it violates the constitution of unschooling if you force a curriculum. So I don't think curriculums in and of itself are bad at all. In fact, I think they're very valuable. It's a structured way to learn. It's hugely valuable. It's just don't force them to do it. So I think we need to balance structured and unstructured learning. I think there's value to both. Summer camps offer that set curriculum as long as they're chosen by children. I think it aligns with the unschooling philosophy of self-directed learning. I also think there's some value in it, this curriculum, and giving them a taste of traditional schooling. Now, I'm very cautious with how I frame this with my children, because I tell them this is what school's like. It's a lot like summer camps. You're going to have to conform. You're going to have to do what the teacher tells you. However, we all know that school, where they say stop talking and you can get in trouble for talking or collaborating or asking the question, an answer to a question you don't know, that can get you in trouble, okay? It's very individualistic. You're not allowed to, you have to prove you know what you're talking about. Whereas the summer camps don't do that. Teamwork is good. Learning from others is good. And I think that's one of the strong advantages of it. But I make sure to frame when I'm telling my child that this is somewhat what traditional schooling is like, I make sure to let them know that it's, you know, fun is not a goal of school, of schooling, where it is a summer camps. And we create some distinctions between the two. Because if they want to, at a certain age, go to a school, I'm not going to stop them. It's their life. It's got to work with all of us. So we might have to change some things around. And it may not be exactly what they want, but I will allow them to do that because my parents gave me that choice and I think that was good. However, I want to make sure that they understand that school is not exactly like the summer camp. In fact, it's far from it. Moving on. The advantages of summer camps for socialization and group activities. So I think, you know, we already kind of touched on the socialization aspect. I want to go a little bit more of a deep dive and kind of tweeze this out a little bit. Social skills in a diverse setting. We already talked about interacting with peers of various ages. Well, there's also backgrounds. Some of the summer camps that we've gone to are subsidized with lower income kids. That's a completely different culture than what we normally interact with. And I think it's good. I think it's good to interact with people of different backgrounds, different cultures, different skill sets, different, you know, really diversity in almost every way, I think, is a good thing. You know, this is the world. These are people. And we need to all learn how to work together. And if we just go over and like segment ourselves or box in ourselves to people that we, you know, even if it's just high achievers, that's good. That's very good. But you also need to learn how to interact with people who aren't high achievers. And I think that's where the social skills come in. You know, and I'm just using that as an example. I think it's good to learn how to work as a team with these people as well. And particularly people you don't get along with necessarily. And I think that's one of the, I don't want to say weaknesses, but it's something that's not a strength of unschooling or even home education, is learning how to do team projects, learning how to interact with people you don't get along with. It's one thing you have to learn in school is how to work, at least there's opportunities to learn how to work with people you don't get along with. I am a strong advocate for freedom of association. In the real world, I don't have to work at a job where I don't like the people. I don't have to work or show up every day to a place that people bully me or degrade me, that kind of thing. I think a strong sense of freedom of association is a good thing, but at the same time, you have to also build up that skill set if you want to thrive in today's world. Learning how to work together with people that you might not necessarily agree with. I think that's actually going to be a very strong point in the future because so many, we could see the world getting more and more divisive, at least in the United States. And One of the things that they really lack is learning how to work together with people, at least as far as I can see. Learning how to work together with people, not against people, but with people that they don't agree with. We're the human race. We have to learn how to work together. We have to have different ways of doing things as well. And we have to have a free exchange of ideas in order to do that. And we have to put it to the test to see what actually pans out. And that means making compromises on one side or another. So there we go. Future skill sets you need to work on. And I think summer camps provide that opportunity to learn how to do that in the absence of a school setting. In the same vein of socialization, is developing new friendships. I think that, you know, if you can get your kid in a camp that lasts a week or more, that's a good thing. They get to develop new friends, and it's not just like random people coming in and out of their life every, you know, week. You know, if you can get a week, great. If not, I mean, it is what it is. But we do homeschool co-ops to really help them develop friendships. I think that's a good thing. And there's neighborhood friends that we absolutely love. And they have friends who then go to the same playground we do. So trying to get some of that in the summer camps, I think, is also a good thing. Moving on. Another value of summer camps is the practical skills and real-world learning. I think they gain practical skills through these specialty camps, for example, swimming, skateboarding, science, robots. You know, this offers that hands-on practical learning that they need. And they can actually take a lot of that stuff home. They even give them the programs to be able to program this, to run the programs at home on a PC, which I think is pretty cool. So they can actually take that learning home. If it's skateboarding camp, hey, they can now learn how to do, they can now skateboard. Not bad at all. I think we also, you know, as far as in the vein of practical skills and real world learning, we also need to reinforce that learning post camp. So some of the ways we can do that, at least that we've done, is doing future exploration, continuing that learning back home. Like I said, if they give you the program, you can actually do that stuff, and we've encouraged that. Even just getting them, you know, to use that skill on another, like translating that skill into something else, like some of those meta skills. Like if they had to problem solve some code, well, maybe now they can take that and problem solve maybe the robot that they got, which is probably running off code. So maybe that's a bad example, but maybe getting into a science fair, you know, and showing off some of the things that they could do, or maybe solving a problem that, you know, has yet to be solved. Maybe I'm stretching it here, but you really want them to just continue to explore, continue to dive down that, dive into that learning journey and learn how to translate whatever they learned in that camp to the next project, to the next thing they're into, whatever it might be. Moving on, how do we make this possible? So utilizing grants and financial resources, I think that's one of the ways we can make this possible. Some of the camps are heavily subsidized by the city, by the state. And I know that our local school district offers affordable summer camps. It might not be exactly what we want, but they are affordable. And you can take advantage of that. That's how we did skateboard camp, and it was really, really, really cheap. And we did that last year with with my middle son. We, in addition, this year applied for a grant through our state. And it's a limited grants that they have out there, but we did qualify for two of our three children, where we got $2,000 for each kid to be able to spend on their education in whatever way we deemed necessary. And that included summer camps. It's called the ACE grant if you are in Ohio. And there's plenty of programs that qualify for the ACE grant, and they reimburse you, which is kind of a pain in the butt. But it is out there, and your state might have something out there that's equivalent, or your country might have something that's equivalent. But there are a lot of resources out there for people. You can even, I'm sure there's even grants outside of, you know, government grants that want to help your children learn. I mean, there's people who set up funds and scholarships for this kind of thing. So The last thing you want to do is stress out your whole family because you have to work all these extra hours. But that's why we personally live well under our means, being able to survive off one income. So if both of us are working, it's all disposable for one job. But that's a topic for another day. It's been on my mind recently. That might be my next episode. Who knows? Lastly, I want to talk about preparing for future camps as we close out this episode. So one, as you look at your past experiences, evaluate them and then use that going forward. So how do you prepare your kids? Well, listen to what they need. Take your experiences from the past, apply it to today. For example, if they didn't like the all-day camp, maybe that was just too stimulating. Well, do the half-day camp. See what works, see what doesn't, and then adjust. That's what we always do. We went heavy on camps the last couple of years. We're going a little lighter this year. The reason is we got cousins coming into town for the summer, and we want them to be able to do that kind of stuff or do stuff with them. We also have baseball. They're all on the same team, which is cool. So we got cousins from Washington State coming in for the summer. They're all on the same baseball team. We want to get them out to swimming pool because they learned how to swim over this past summer, and they were in summer camps last year for swimming. I don't think we're going to do swimming camps this year, but we'll see. Dive in, make adjustments for what you know that you're going to need for that upcoming summer. Plan around vacations because you're going to have vacations as well. I don't vacation in the summer necessarily because why pay a premium when I can do that any time of the year? We just went on vacation this week to Great Wolf Lodge, which is an indoor water park that has a whole bunch of activities for young kids as well. We did that because right now is the lull in the season. We got a great deal, probably a third of what other people pay in the peak season. So keep that in mind. In conclusion, as we close this out, summer camps not only break the monotony of your usual education routine, good or bad, whatever it might be, and it enriches the unschooling experience if you're an unschooler by providing a structured yet chosen learning opportunity. These experiences can equip children with the skills, knowledge, exposure to tackle new challenges and explore further learning avenues. So I personally believe this is a very good thing, and if you have the financial means, dive in head first. I want to do astronaut camp if my kids want to do that, because that's something I always wanted to do as a kid, and one of my kids seemed interested. We got the box truck that we're converting into an RV so we can actually go anywhere in the entire country, or really continent, to be able to chase down these opportunities and still be able to sustain. We're transitioning to remote work in many, many ways. I work at the hospital right now to fund this box truck, to fund some of our other ventures, and any extra money that we want, and to do some projects around the house. But by no means do I need that if we can live off one income. So we're going to dive in head first, especially in the oncoming years, into these projects, summer camps, camps in general, learning opportunities, interests, competitions, whatever it might be that my kids want to get into, because I want them to fully be able to grow at the space, at the pace in which they are comfortable. I shouldn't say comfortable. At the pace in which they can grow at the speed that is appropriate. Meaning fast enough where it's a little uncomfortable, but not slow enough where they lose interest. And I think that's ideal. And I think that's a fun life. I really do. And that's the life I want to live. So that's what we're going to do. Because I have the ability to do so. Again, a couple years ago, I didn't have that ability. So I can empathize with people who don't have that. But do what you can. You got one life to live, and you're going to make each year the best you can. Make each day the best you can. And go with it. So don't beat yourself up if you can't do these summer camps. It's not necessarily, but it's a great thing if you can. So with that, I'm going to end today's episode. So stay curious, stay unschooled, and stay away from the algebra nightmares. I'll catch you in the next episode. So here's where we roll up our sleeves and bring out the big guns. If you support our mission, then please leave a review. On Unschooled Unleashed, we are talking about using a radical approach to education in today's world, and the more five-star reviews we have, the more people will feel comfortable with the ideas, strategies, and principles we discuss. It gives legitimacy to our message, and the podcast's algorithm prioritizes us so we can reach more people. You may even have your five-star review read on our podcast. Before I let you go, I have to pause and say this from the bottom of my heart. Thank you. Your presence here is the fuel that ignites this movement. I am incredibly moved that you trust in us enough to click play. You, my friends, are the caped heroes in this story, the guardians of your family's learning journey, and a beacon of hope for your community. Be bold. Do what you think is best for you and your family. Thanks again for tuning in and taking this courageously outside of the box for this educational revolution. Welcome to the front line.